Welcome to this Nutri Ingredients podcast. I'm Shane Starling and I'm sitting with George Pontiarkos, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of BI Nutraceuticals. George, now we've been discussing GMPs and the FDA and DSHEA and regulatory matters. DSHEA and still gets bashed a lot, especially in the mainstream media. Would you say that there is any blame that may be attached to the trade associations in terms of how they're broadcasting the message of the dietary supplements industry?
Well, thank you, Shane. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in the podcast. I think blame is probably the wrong adjective to use. I think it's a lack of coordination. I think the message is good that the different organizations have. The problem that I think it's diffused because there's so many industry organizations. There isn't one overriding entity within the dietary supplement market that has the charter to go out into the U.S. Congress to make sure that we're lobbied correctly, that the perception is correct, that our message gets through. And because of that, because of the fusion between the different representative agencies, and they all work hard, and we're a member of a lot of them. We all understand that these guys are working hard and they're trying hard. The challenge is that if you're not speaking for the group of the industry, the entire industry, and you're not recognized as that one stakeholder, then I don't think you get as much credibility within the press and within the legislative bodies that you're representing, you know, a multi-billion-dollar industry that employs, you know, hundreds of thousands of people.
Will DSHEA exist in 5 years?
Yes, DSHEA will exist in 5 years. I think that I think there are far more, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is there are far more bigger issues that the Congress has to address in terms of the U.S. economy, unemployment, geopolitical issues globally, than to have to really sit down and try to address an industry that I think with, a little modicum or an uptick in integrity, it wouldn't have these issues at all. I think there's the industry only has to do a few minor tweaks to really make itself far more, to get our message better out into the marketplace about how good our products are, how efficacious they are, how they solve a lot of these, chronic injuries and chronic maladies that are out there. And I think with the right level of leadership in the industry, I think that DSHEA will still be around in 5 years.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks very much for your time, George. Shane Starling in Las Vegas.
For more news and insights, visit NutraIngredients.com and NutraIngredientsUSA.com.